Hey folks, Jim here, producer of Around the House Show. You're loving the audio tips right now, but here's something new. Our full-length episodes and expert interviews are now on YouTube as video, so you can watch the demos, tool close-ups, and guest interviews, or just hit play and listen like a regular podcast. Just search Around the House Show on YouTube, hit that red subscribe button, and turn on notifications. It's free, and you'll get the best of both worlds, visual how-tos when you want them, audio when you're on the go. Don't forget to subscribe on your podcast app too. Thanks. And now back to the show.
You on the radio, yeah, you gotta get on the radio. Welcome back to Around the House with Eric G. I want you to get on the radio with us and talk about your home improvement project, because that's what we do here each Saturday from noon to 2. We talk about home improvement all over the Northwest on the Radio Northwest Network. I don't care if you're in Richland, Washington, driving down to Griggs Ace Hardware, and you're sitting there listening to the radio, and you're wondering about how you're going to fix that project. Give us a call, 877-733-1011. That number again, 877-733-1011. Now, our email is, well, it's getting a few little upgrades right now. So that'll be back and running next week. So if you send it, it'll get there eventually, but I'm not going to get it for the show. So your best bet, if you don't want to call in, jump over to Around the House with Eric G on Facebook. And you can go over there and send a message, put a post up, or join the chat group we've got over there, which is called Around the House Nation, and tell us what you got going on there. So there's three different ways you can do that. Now, coming up here in the next segment, it's going to be a few minutes away, so you want to stick around, because we're going to give away a 64-ounce hose-end sprayer of 30 seconds outdoor cleaner. You can get the second floor with this thing. So this is a really dialed-in product for your spring cleaning like we talked about last week. Oh, you missed last week? Well, there's a way to do that. You can jump over to Around the House online and listen to last week's podcast where we talked about spring cleaning. So this week, we're going to give away some product just to help you out. Don't call right now. Call here in the next segment. I'll tell you when. But just keep in mind that you're going to have to come down here to the studio in downtown Portland to pick up your certificate. So, sorry guys, I don't make the rules. That's how we got to do it. So, that's the government rules on these giveaways. I don't make them. So, we're going to talk a little bit this hour around your calls. I really want to talk about sprucing up that deck in the backyard or front yard. Because, you know, we talked about some maintenance things, about fixing them, repairing them. You know, mine, my deck on the back of my house is a disaster, and it's going to get replaced. And I'm actually over the next week or two here, weather depending. Whenever they built it, they did a great job on the craftsmanship, but they made the biggest mistake that I've seen besides the craftsmanship. I mean, they drilled in and countersunk every screw and plugged it and built it like furniture, except when they did, they built it using dimensional lumber that wasn't treated. So what happens is that wood loves to rot in this Portland rain that we get around here. So it is on its last leg. So I'm going to go through, I'm going to probably do some TV segments later on this year with it. So with that, I'm going to actually dive into doing some repairs on it now just to get it so it kind of makes it through the summer here, because it'll be a little later on this year before that project gets completed. But anyway, that's what I have to do. So one of the biggest things you can do in the Northwest, I don't care if you're either side of the mountains or if you're even over on the East Coast listening online, you know, because all you guys can listen live online as well. There's a zillion ways to do that. Here's the thing. If you keep it clean, that's your first thing. Really, between having to refinish it, even if you've got one of the composite decks out there, a little bit of a scrub brush and soap and water will keep that deck clean. That's what you got to do, because those leaves, the snow, even in the wintertime, helps break it down. Because even the best, just that best treated material out there, if it's got water sitting on it for months and months and months, you're going to have some problems. So you want to keep that stuff off there, because I've seen some decks really fail prematurely from the snow and that stuff just sitting on it. So keep it dialed in. The other thing you want to do too, before I get into this list that you got to be careful with your outdoor decks, make sure if you've got gutters that they're performing correctly. If you've got that certain leak that's dropping right over the top of it, that's going to drill a hole and rot that area right there. And I don't care if you've got the best finish on it at all. You know, that's the thing. Really make sure you've got these water things taken care of, because that stuff there will just drill a hole right in it. It'll do it to concrete, let alone wood. So just pay attention to a few of those little things. And that's where kind of the first maintenance tips start off before we dive into this list. So here's the thing. If you're going to refinish the deck that's wood out there and you're going to dive into that, I always recommend start to finish using a brand specific way of doing it. So if you're going to use, you know, Valspar, or if you're going to use Behr or whatever brand you're going to do, I always recommend starting from start to finish and using the materials that are compatible all the way through. Because some people like to go out and use, they'll get the deck pre-cleaner and then they'll go on and use the conditioner. Just stick with the same company all the way through. And that way you can actually kind of not have any compatibility issues, that you know that that stuff's going to work with that. And it's just going to take one more area of mistake out of the mix. You don't want to use, you know, somebody's oil-based thing with somebody's water-based thing, and now you got a heck of a mess. So let's just be careful. And the other thing is, when you're dealing with these thing kind of things, especially with finishes, just because you're putting it on there, more is not always better. It's like when you're sealing a driveway. You know, you put a bunch of sealer on it, you've got that exposed aggregate, it all cleaned up, you're going to seal it. Putting more on there just makes it cloudy many times, and then you got a mess. So especially when you're dealing with some of these oils out there, if you put too much on, and we're going to dive into this in the next segment, but if you put too much on, it's sticky and doesn't want to cure because you actually sealed it off and then put another coat on top of it, so it's got nowhere to go. So that's kind of the details with that. So let's talk about sprucing up that worn out deck, because I've got this situation at home. And you know something? When the average lifespan of a deck is about 12 to 15 years out there, that's not a lot of time. You know, you go out and spend 10 or 15 grand on putting a really nice deck in. That's not a lot of time of that, especially in our Northwest.
Well, and that 12 to 15 years is with maintenance, you know, keeping up on it, making sure it's clean. So if you let that go for even a year, you're going to knock a good amount of years off the life of your deck.
And now think about this. How many of you have decks that are 20, 25, 30 years out there? You've already kind of gotten that lifespan out of it. It's kind of like that car with 400,000 miles on it. You got to take a little more care of it when you're looking at it, because what happens is that's where things start rotting out, and you just got to be careful. You know, we already talked about in other shows, and you can go back and grab them on Around the House online. Take a look at that. There's some maintenance tips on that for doing the inspection and making sure. And if you haven't done it since you've moved in, take a look around. We're not going to dig into that on this list, but make sure things are bolted off. I don't want to see any more of these injuries of people falling through decks, falling off of decks, the decks disconnecting from the house. You know, geez, it seemed like it was just a number of years ago, but, you know, they lost a bunch of people from a third-story deck coming off. They were having their little party out there, and it wasn't fastened to the house correctly. So take a few minutes, check those details out. But here's the thing, you know, wait for an overcast day. Here's one of the great things, you know, when you're going to start washing things up, just wait for an overcast day when evaporation from the deck will be slower. Remove your furniture and plants. You know, trim and tie back any branches touching the deck. Just, again, that's one of those things. That's just going to scratch and throw stuff down on there. So keep the branches and stuff away. I know you want the shade, but just keep that dialed in. Wet down and cover adjacent foliage and siding. Protect yourself with, you know, boots, you know, just put a little protection on. If it's hot outside, you know, just be careful out there. But wash the leaves and dirt off the deck and the railings. You know, use a garden hose or a pressure washer. But if you've got the pressure washer, you can do a lot of damage here. So set it at the 3,000 PSI and then put on like a 40-degree wide fan nozzle. You can drill a hole right through that deck if you're not careful with that, if you got the nozzle. Start from the distance, come up to it, get your desired result, but you'll raise the grain on that deck if you're not careful. So when in doubt, don't use a pressure washer, use a scrub brush, because you can create more damage. It's kind of like a roof. That pressure washer's pressure washer can do more to hurt it than help it if you don't know what you're doing. So, and get a good pressure washer. If you're going to do it right. So what I would do, though, is get out there, get it sprayed off, and then get on there with that soap and a stiff brush and just scrub that thing down. If you get that thing scrubbed in, you're good to go. So when we come back, we're going to talk more about keeping that deck clean, and we might give away another bit of 30 Seconds Outdoor Cleaner just as soon as Around the House returns. Talking home improvement today. First hour, we're talking about lawn care and trying to keep everything green out there. This hour, we're talking about, well, how to keep that deck maintained. We want to keep that thing looking good. But, you know, I want to get your calls. 877-733-1011. That's 877-733-1011. You know what we're going to do right now? It's hour number two. So I think we should give away some 30 Seconds Outdoor Cleaner. Now, you got to listen to this because this is an important caveat to this. And again, you heard me say it last hour. Sorry that we can't deal with all of our friends out there on the Radio Northwest Network that are listening all over the Northwest. But rules say that we got to give this away and pick it up here at the station. So you have to stop in, pick up your stuff, get it here. So if you're not going to be in Portland in the next little bit, so that's what that is. And I see people calling already. Jeez, you guys got this thing memorized. I'm not even going to tell you how many calls yet. Okay, now I will. I want to see caller number 10, and that number is going to be 503-733-4101. That's 503-733-4101. And now this is where I get to watch through the window Donovan out there, Mr. Spidey, because he's got like 8 phones and he's moving around. You can see like all those arms going off and the phones are ringing and all this other stuff. And so that's how we do with this. And so this is a 64-ounce hose and attachment of 30 Seconds Outdoor Cleaner. This is pretty cool stuff. You can actually reach up and get the second story for it if you want to. So that's the great thing with that. So you can kind of enjoy it, you know, and really get this place cleaned up, because you know something? I like a good cleaner when you're working around the house, because many times you don't have to get the pressure washer out, but if you got that old lawn furniture, you know, that plastic lawn furniture that's got 4 different shades of green and brown on it, this will clean that up. And it'll even dive into some of that old kind of just burned in dirt that you see it out there just on everything else if you're on the east side. So caller number 10, and we'll get that to you. So here's the thing. We've been talking maintaining your deck, and I just want to go back through this here and detail some of the things you should be doing. So what I would do, first step one, is kind of choose your finish, and let's dive into this for just a second. When you want to pick that finish, you want to pick what that whole thing is going to be doing, because you want to keep those products all the same. So when you're choosing a finish for a softwood deck, it's kind of a three-way tug-of-war, and I want to dive into this for a second, because you really want to work the details out, the aesthetics, how practical it is, and really the level of protection for it. Because the thing is, you're going to have to give any one of those characteristics, you're going to have to give up a little bit of the other two. You know, if you want to show off the beauty of a brand new wood, is you got this really expensive thing down there, well, clear finish is the obvious choice. But the problem is that clarity you're going to get with that lets the destructive UV rays in. It's kind of like sunglasses. So you want to have something, it's going to be harder to maintain that, which means more frequent reapplication, could be every 6 to 12 months on that new deck. And so if you get in there with a solid stain, for instance, that's going to offer great sun protection, but it's going to hide the wood's grain under that opaque film. That could last up to about 4 years. And I tell you what, I haven't had one last up to 4 years at my house when it's not covered. But like all film forming finishes, they tend to peel or crack. So the most popular deck finishes you see out there are the semi-transparent stains, which are kind of the easiest to maintain and kind of the best of both worlds. They contain more of the sun-blocking pigments than the clear finishes, but not enough to completely obscure the wood grain so you can see it. And because they penetrate the surface, there's no film to fail with that. So, hey, one thing here I want to say, don't worry about calling anymore. We have a winner, Judy from Beaverton, so you can set that phone down. But give a call if you want to talk about your project at 877-733-1011. That's 877-733-1011. And we're going to talk about your project today. So just to kind of wrap a nice bow around that deck finishes out there, you know, those oil finishes, because they penetrate the surfaces, there's no film on top that fails. So then you can go through and just recoat as needed. And then, you know something? You're good. So, like I said, plan the steps out and make sure that you go from start to finish using the right materials. So we talked about a little bit about cleaning it and making sure you got it clean. And then really the power rinse, you know, you're going to scrub it down, and then we're going to dive into keeping it clean by waiting at least 15 minutes. And then you're going to rinse off that whole soap solution, which you could be using 30 seconds outdoor cleaner, and just completely get all those soap and suds off of there. By doing that, you know, get a 40 degree fan nozzle out there, and just, you can use your pressure washer if you're careful, you know, but don't get within about 8 inches of that wood, because it's going to drill a hole in it. But just wipe it all down, get it all good. Now, here's the most important part that people fail with. That important part is let it dry. Just don't really let it dry. Let it dry. Because before that stain can be applied, the wood's got to be dry or it's got nowhere to go. You want that deck to be dry. So this is not one of those things that I'd want to go out there and spend a couple hours getting it all clean and then put it down. No, you need to wait and let that deck really dry out. If you let it dry out, then it's got some place to soak into. So otherwise, you're going to end up with a milky, messy problem out there. So make sure it's, you know, when in doubt, get a moisture meter out. Because if you've got it when it reads 15% or less, that wood is ready to coat. So then you're going to start dealing with the railings. You know, make sure you sweep it before you stain it. But you got a lot of sanding on those railings to do. So then what I would do is just good, you know, using a synthetic filament brush slightly wider than the deck boards, of course, apply the stain full strength, and you can start working after it. We'll be diving into a little bit more of this when we get back about staining the deck itself and the best ways to do this just as soon as Around the House returns.
To make that too, I dreamt a happy ending. I guess dreams don't come true.
Welcome back to Around the House with Eric G. Listen to a little bit of Jade right there. If you want to hear his interview with Ice over on our sister station, Live 95.5, she did a thing up on, it's on my SoundCloud for Around the House with Eric G. So if you want to listen to our SoundCloud, just go to aroundthehouseonline.com and you can see the whole podcast there. You can listen to this show. You can listen to last week's, last year's, last decades, just about. They're all up there. So tons of shows, tons of home improvement stuff to listen to. Well, if you're just joining us, each Saturday from noon to two, we talk about home improvement, and that's what we do. This segment Around the House is brought to you, though, by Adair Homes, building quality custom homes throughout the Pacific Northwest for nearly 50 years. Find a design center near you at AdairHomes.com, and that's CCB number 593. So we've been talking, you know, deck maintenance and really kind of spruce that thing up. Now, here's the thing. Sometimes, and I just want to send this out there, sometimes when you're working with a deck, a lot like mine in the backyard, it gets a point where it's just not really savable. You know, if you're in Bend or the Tri-Cities, they become just sun-beaten and weather-worn from the snow and everything else. And then you start getting structural splits. You start, seeing the foundation brackets where they're attached to the ground starting to rot and come off. There comes a point where it's kind of like your car, it's totaled. And you just got to start over. And that, they say, on average, is about every 15 years. So take a peek at that. If yours is beyond that and you haven't done a lot of maintenance to it, it might not be as strong as what you think it is. Now, here's the other thing when you're talking about dealing with decks and maintenance like that. I'm going to talk about finishes here in a minute. And this, there's some really strong details I want to get into that because it's the easiest thing to mess up if you haven't followed all the steps correctly. And I've messed them up myself. And, this is where a lot of details go into it. But whenever you're doing these deck finishes and getting ready to finish, and right now is not really the time of year yet to do it because we just can't get things dry enough, at least on this side of the mountains, or it's going to stay too cold. So these are things you need to really pay attention to. But that prep work of what you do, that stain or finish is not going to cover up too many mistakes unless you're painting it. But even at that, if you haven't done your prep work correctly, it's going to flake off and do that. Now, I want to dive into this conversation with the new finishes you see out there. There's deck restoration finishes. They're the kind of take your worn deck and put a coating on it. And it's this thick restoration type coating that goes over top. It's, and you put it on and it's just like super thick. You know, it's like putting peanut butter on your deck. And you're finishing it up. Well, guess what? These things work, and they do look pretty good. Some of the secrets to putting that stuff on is mask every little thing off when you put it on there. I mean, that stuff, they give you, they recommend usually a thick nap roller on them. But the problem is that really likes to fling stuff around. So, I mean, tape off everything you don't want it on there. But second of all, what you got to think about is in, you know, a couple years when it starts to fail, what are you going to do about it? Because that's one of those things. When you put on these big, thick finishes, you can touch them up a little bit. But when it starts going sideways, that's when you have to be prepared to replace it.
It's just a good idea. It's not a long-term solution. It can get you for maybe a year, maybe two, but then you're going to want to start looking into replacing.
Yeah, exactly. It's just one of those things that it's you're buying a year or two. But don't think this is going to be the be-all, solve-all. I've seen plenty. Hey, man, Bob did it. He got a couple of years out of it, which wasn't too bad. You know, it's depending on the traffic and the weather and all those other things. Boy, it sounds like a news broadcast when I start talking about traffic and weather coming up next. But seriously, it's one of those things that just think of what you're using it for. If you're going to buy some years. But you better start putting some money away to put in new products. Now, when you're refinishing that, you know, most everybody's got softwood decks out there. It could be you've got a really nice expensive hardwood, but make sure you're using the right materials. And I would not just go in and blindly grab the closest stain off the shelf. Pay attention. Do your research online with what you want. Some stains work better in a certain area and others work better, you know, in other areas. I've tried tons of different brands. No matter what, if it's fully exposed here in the Northwest, I'd say 2 years is a pretty good thing. So if you can get 2 years out of it. Now, I used to have a hot tub. I had to do that every year because just the chlorine and everything in it tended to rip the finish right off. And so you'd walk across with your bare feet, and guess what? That's going to shred that finish. So make sure, and I'm not going to give too many steps here about refinishing when you put the finish on, because I want you to read the label. And more importantly, go online and do some research on it. You can jump online and start searching and seeing what the next Olympic finish is or whatever. Do the research and see what that particular finish says the best way to go about it. And when in doubt, call that 1-800 number in the back of it and talk to them about it. Because you really want to just create the most optimal solution and situation for putting this stuff down. And pay attention to the weather. If it's going to rain in a couple days, just try to keep it so you don't have the wind, the rain. If you got a couple days, that's great. You don't want to have the finish can get harmed, you know, if it gets wet too soon, especially with some of these, the newer latex, you know, water-based finishes. So here in the Northwest, you can still do some oil stains, which are great. I personally love some of the oil finishes. You know, I've used, like the Penafin on fences and stuff like that, which is some of the Brazilian, I think it's a Brazilian oil. Stuff works awesome, but it's also really messy to put on, and it's harder to keep the finish looking good on cedar. So pay attention out there. But I'll be honest, when you're working on putting in a new deck, you know, if you're going to buy a few years and you're like, okay, my 15 years is up, take a look at some of the composites out there when you're doing your research on the deck work out there, because we talked about it a few weeks ago, but there's some great composite decks now that have cool finishes to them where they're reflecting the heat off of them, because that's kind of one of the biggest complaints I've had. You put down that really nice brown composite deck out there and it's 85 degrees and you go walking across there with the bare feet. No, you do that once and then you go, and you're not walking very good for a couple of years because you just burnt first degree burns in the bottom of your feet. And that's no fun. So just pay attention out there when you put that stuff in. There are products out there that you could actually put up there that make that a walkable surface with bare feet. So that's kind of the one thing that I don't like about it. And then when you're dealing with composites as well with this, there are different grades and different, you know, products out there. I like, you know, if used to be when it first came out, there's the Trek stuff and it wasn't a wrapped product. So it had the texture, the fibers on the outside. What I didn't like about that is if you put it in front of your barbecue, and this is a personal story, with that product, you'd strip a little bit of grease, you know, you'd have something, it would go down and it would leave an oil spot on it. Well, the new wrapped PVC wraps and some of the different wraps around those, you can wipe it right back up and they don't fade like the other ones did. I mean, it was funny. I was out at, they used a composite, I think it was a Trex deck out at Old Faithful. And I was out there a few years ago. Well, you know, you got to think about that as probably the most harshest condition that you could ever find for a deck surface. With that, you know, it just, I don't know how long it had been there, but it looked like it had been there for 1,000 years because there were areas they had marked off because you couldn't walk on it because just the chemicals, the natural chemicals that were coming up through the sulfur and everything else was just deteriorating that stuff. And you got to think about it, that's sawdust and pop bottles really is what that composites are. So it just couldn't take it. But I think if they put a new wrapped surface on there, it would do a lot better. So pay attention to these things. Watch the maintenance on it. Be careful. You know, I'm going to be going through and doing mine here in the next few days and diving in on that. Well, when we come back, we're going to talk a little bit more about some, well, current subjects. And I'm going to talk about when Handyman Bob's going to be back in the studio with us here. I'll tease ahead to that one just as soon as Around the House returns. Welcome back to Around the House with Eric G. We're enjoying a little bit of Jade in here. I know I'm getting kind of crazy here at the end of the show. This is what we do. It's the last segment. Thanks for listening. So, you know, we've been talking home improvement and stuff here today, but I do want to mention that, you know, this segment is brought to you by Western Construction Systems. And, you know, I like that they're a sponsor of the show. Just like Adair Homes, these guys help keep this show on all week long. And if you want all week long, go to Facebook where we do this. But Western Construction Systems says more rain is here. If you have a leaky basement issue, call Western Construction Systems for a free and reasonable estimate. The integrity of your foundation is their specialty guaranteed. And that's CCB number 94222. So appreciate all our sponsors. We got a ton of them out there. And thank you all for keeping this show going. And geez, talking to Bob, speaking of Bob, you know, this show's been going on for almost 30 years as Around the House. So there's a lot of history there.
Based on the paperwork here, this is show number 534.
Exactly. And that's since we started counting. So that's, I think actually Bob started counting that when he started. So there were three other hosts before him. So a lot of history to Around the House. So I like that. Speaking of Bob, end of the month, we're going to have him on the show. So I will tease more about that later, but we're getting that all dialed in. So we're going to be talking asbestos. We're going to be talking lead paint. We're going to be talking all these things. So a little bit of a reunion in here. It'll be kind of fun.
Maybe a little bit of crypto.
Oh, yeah. We're going to have some fun.
We know what Bob likes.
Oh, yeah. We're going to have a good time. And, yeah, you know how these things go. It's going to be a good time. So, hey, one thing I want to talk about, too, and make sure you go over to Around the House with Eric G for the Facebook and that stuff, because there's a lot here. There's going to be a lot going on this week, and I'm going to put a lot up. So follow on that, and then make sure you join on there, and you can see Around the House Nation, which is our whole chat group, which means during the week, you can share those stories with everybody else, and we'll let you in. It's really easy. Just put the request in on that, and we'll have some fun with that. So here's the thing. We've been talking about deck maintenance. I want us to take a few moments while we're talking about this and make sure that you've got those hand railings. Go over and shake them. Take a look at them for a minute. I'm so tired of hearing in the news. Really good people out there getting really hurt because they're barbecuing, got a couple cocktails in, having a good time, enjoying themselves. Then you get four or five people leaning up against the railing, talking, telling a story, leaning up against it. They're getting a little tired. Maybe hit the cocktails a little hard, and that thing fails. So please, make sure everything's safe. When in doubt, make it a little bit stronger. You can get away with that. And then, we're getting into the springtime. You know, it's easy to have the window open. If you got kids, if you have grandkids, if you have little kids coming over to visit, window locks, window locks, window locks. I'm so tired of seeing kids falling out of windows and getting hurt. You know, that screen is not a safety device. It keeps the bugs out. And kids lean up against them. Oh, well, cool. And then they get hurt. So it's literally, you know, $10 you can buy some window locks at your local Ace Hardware store and put them on there. It's really simple. You know, I'm going to put another segment up here this week on Around the House with Eric G on the Facebook page. That's what I did a couple years ago. We did a story on getting your windows dialed in for kids. So let's get those things in there so we can keep kids from getting hurt. And the one thing is, too, that I just want you to think about out there is putting furniture in front of it is not a great answer. So, I put a dresser in front of it. Well, that dresser lets them climb up on it. So you're almost better off having nothing in front of that window so they can't climb up on it. So, you know, don't put the bed in front of it where they can climb up and get through it. So spend a little bit of time. Even if you got grandkids coming over, make sure those window locks work in there, and you can pull them off in a second if there's a fire. So make sure that you get those things dialed in, because I think if everybody talks about this a little bit more, and when I put it up on Facebook, please share it. I'll do that during the week here, but share it out there for people because I want that to get shown. I think we can do a lot with that to stop, kids from getting hurt and getting killed. Now, I had a fun DIY thing here that I was doing with Sparks again from Orga de Oregon. So I did another segment this week. Did you know that on a front load washer, you got to change the filter every once in a while?
Personally, I did not.
So we're going to talk about that coming up this next week. So that's going to be a fun one. So I've got a lot of things out there to get your front load washer dialed in, and I'll be putting that up online when that airs this next week on Morgan Day Oregon. So that's for everybody else out there, but you can still watch the segments when they come up because I'll put them up there. So, man, this was a good show today, brother.
Had a lot of fun, man. Thank you.
All right. We're going to have a fun with this coming up. You know something? That's all the time we got for this week. Our thanks to executive producer Jordan Vodder for making the show sound great. Donovan Sargent, who rocked the communication center and kept us all on track. Dave Bourne, who was born ready to drive us today from the captain's chair. Most of all, though, we want to thank you for listening. We want you to join us next week from noon to 2, where once again we talk about maintenance, repair, and designing for remodeling and renovation of your home. Until then, be sure you do what you love, love what you do. It's the Radio Northwest Network. You've been listening to Around the House.
Around the House with Eric G is produced by Alpha Media USA in association with Design by Eric G, LLC. All rights reserved. Copyright 2017. We will be back next week. If you missed part of the show, check out the podcast on AroundTheHouseOnline.com. Remember, measure with a micrometer, mark with chalk, and cut with an axe. Thanks for listening to Around the House.
We're all over the radio.
Hey guys, it's Eric G from Around the House, and I am thrilled to announce that our massive back catalog, nearly 1,900 episodes packed with home improvement tips, DIY hacks, and expert advice, is now available for free. Dive into years of inspiration to tackle on your next project. And just a heads up, some podcast players limit how far back you can go. So if you can't find it all,
just head straight over to our website, aroundthehouseonline.com, and listen to every episode there. Don't miss out. Start binging today. And thanks for tuning in to Around the House.